Mave, the bottom of Duff Gimel Amid Beis, my Mave. Gemara brings a Machlekes, Rabba Mave is a Adam, Shmuel Mave is a Shein. Gemara, each one brings a Pasuk, what Mave can mean. Rab brings a Pasuk, Ama Shoimer, Aser Baikim, Agam Laimel, Im Teboyun, Boyu Mevakesh. Is an Adam, Shmuel Mave is a Shein. It's talking about Esav, Ech Nichbisu Esav, Nivu Matspoinov. And then we said the Targum, Rabbi Yosef says, Ichten Islavish Esav, Isgilin Matroyi. Akoponim is one pasuk is Esav, the other one is Yaakov, as we mentioned from the Marsha. They says the Gemara, Rav my time alarmer kishmuel. So each one brought a pasuk. So why didn't Rav say like Shmuel? Says the Gemara, Amalach miktani niveh. Does it say niveh in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says maveh. So therefore, it's not mashma like Shmuel. Rashi says niveh. The mashma huatzmo niveh is galah. Maveh tani shu maveh davar acher. Therefore, Rav says Shmuel is not right. Shmuel, my time alarm ki Rav, Amalach mitani boya. Doesn't say boya. Rashi says boya is lashon boya, which is the lashon that Rav said. Says the Gemara Mechti, Kroy loy kemar daiki v'loy kemar daiki. Rav, my time alarm ki Shmuel. Okay, so neither it's not meduyik like either one of them. So therefore, why is each one not saying like the other? But I have a different question, Rabbi said. If the Mishnah is not meduyik, not like Rav and not like Shmuel, so you know what I think is wrong. Both of them are wrong. Like, why would you say a lashon of maveh if it's not going to give us an indication of Rav or of Shmuel?
These are the two options that we have.
Okay, but so then I have a question on either one of them. Why Taka doesn't say this, doesn't say that? Like, according to the Ravid, it's very good. Because according to the Ravid, what was the Mishnah trying to do? It was trying to give you an ambiguous lashon, so it like hit it right in the middle. Right? So therefore, we could technically have thought that it's this one or it's that one. What difference does it make if it's this one or that one? Apparently, there's a difference. In other words, what's the difference? What the list of the Mishnah is? Is there a difference if the list of the Mishnah includes Adam or doesn't include Adam? I mean, Adam is definitely Chayiv. Is there a Nafkamina? It appears there's a Nafkamina. Look in the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says, Paskinon v'hamave rav amar mave ze Adam shenemar v'kaimalon kirav. The sugyan, the shmeitzen kavase, we paskin like Rav. Paskin like Rav. What do you mean? Is a shayla who you paskin like? It's not a shayla of psak. Everyone agrees that Adam Amazik is chayiv, right? Whether the Mishnah is mavez Adam or the Mishnah is mavez Shein, everyone agrees Shein is chayiv. Everyone agrees Adam is chayiv. It appears that there's some sort of halachic nafkamina in our Mishnah. We have to figure out what it is. But Rebbe wasn't sure which one. Therefore, he dafka chose a language which was non-committal. You can't be medayik from the lashon because the lashon is lav kemar daiki v'lav kemar daiki in a chanami. So the Gemara says back, okay. So then, what's taka the reason? Michti says the Gemara, kroy loy kemar daiki v'loy kemar daiki. So Rav, my time alomik is Shmuel. Let's get down to brass tacks. Why did Rav not say like Shmuel? Says the Gemara, Tana Shor, V'chol Mili Deshor. Says Rav, it already says Shor in the Mishnah. The very first Mazik is Shor Bar Maveh. So once it says Shor, what does Shor include? Everything. Chol Mili Deshor, Karen Shein and Regel. So therefore, I don't need Maveh to tell me Shein. It already says Shor. Shmuel Nami Hatana Le Shor. Now the Gemara turns back to Shmuel. Shmuel, how do you answer that? It already says Shor. Amar Rav Yehuda Tana Shor Le Karnoi. It says Shor, when it says Shor, it's referring exclusively to Karen. And Mav is referring to the Shein. The Gemara continues. So Rashi right away bavorns the Shailo. Says Rashi, the Gemara is going to ask, so why do we leave out Regel for? Why is Regel the odd man out? It says Karen, it says Shein, what's with Regel? But the Gemara's knee-jerk reaction is Tana Shor Lekarnoi. So what, the Olam had asked the question during First Seder, why would we assume automatically Shor is Karen? Why was that like the automatic assumption? It says Shor is Karen. It says Shor. Shor should be Chol Mili to Shor. What? Therefore what? The only time it actually says the word shar is by negicha. Okay, could be. I want to be moisif something on that a little bit, if I could. Does a sheep do shein?
Yes.
Does a dog do shein?
Yeah.
Does a cat do shein?
Mm-hmm.
Does a sheep do regel?
Yes.
Does a dog do regel? Does a sheep have horns?
Yes. Nope.
Tana shar le karnoi. In other words, the one mazik
no.
that is ex-
yes. goat.
Ram,
goats, and
But the one mazik that is exclusive to certain types of animals that gore, or particularly to a shar. The shar is what's miyuchad about a shar. It's keren is what's miyuchad about a shar. Maybe that's why the pasuk only mentions shar for keren. But that's what's the yichud of shor. Shein and regel, grata shor does, but it does no different than all other animals. What a shor does different than other animals is it's mazik with its keren.
But it's also mishnah, right? So why would it associate right away keren shor if it's not a regular thing for it to do?
So it depends on what you consider regular. In other words, it might be not something that it does constantly, but it's definitely something that it does. It definitely happens. I don't know exactly how to call it. Orche, not orche, but it's something that is miyuchad about a shor. And as everyone knows, ox is gore. Does it happen regularly? No. But that's something that ox does that other animals don't do. That's the ox thing. That's a good question. There's another pshat. The pshat that the Binyan Shloima says is that maybe we thought on a shor lekarino just because the first one of the mazikin that I mentioned in the pasuk, which is the first one, keren shein or regel. Keren. So therefore, Tana Shor LeKarno, just like it's mentioned first in the Pasuk, it's mentioned first in the Mishnah. Like Rashi said in the beginning, Keseder Shem Ksuvim Beparsha, the first thing is Shor is Keren. So that's maybe why we thought Shor was right away Keren, one of those two different Pshatim. But that was the Gemara's Havamina. Now just to get straight, we're not going to stick with this. Eventually, the Gemara is going to switch Pshat and Rav. Rav is going to say eventually, what is really Shor? Anyone know the maskana? Tanashar li ragloi umave l'sheinoi. Now we have to figure out in the maskana why is shar regel. We said two pshatim why shar would be carried in the havamina. Either because that's what's miyuchad about shar, or because the first one in the pasuk. Neither of those apply to regel. But the maskana we're going to say, Rav is going to say tanashar li ragloi umave l'sheinoi. Why is Karen left out? The Gemara is going to say Karen is a good reason why it's left out. Why? Karen's very different.
Also Karen out of shore.
Why is Karen very different? We're not going to learn Karen out of shore.
We're going
to learn something else. But why would Karen be left out of our Mishnah? Because it's different. It's Chatzin Ezek. So therefore, doesn't belong in our Mishnah. Okay, that's easier to swallow than leaving out Regel. Why is Regel left? That's what Rashi says right away. The Gemara's question is, why do we leave out Regel? Why is Regel the odd man out over here? To leave out Karen, the Gemara's maskana is going to make sense. But at this stage in the Gemara, is taka something that's a little bit odd at the moment. The Tanah Shor le Karnoi umave le Sheinoi. That's where we are. Now says the Gemara, V'hochi Kamar. Lo roi ha-keren. She'ein ano le'ezekoi. K'roi ha-shein. She'eish ano le'ezekoi. V'lo roi ha-shein. She'ein kavanoso le'hazik. K'roi ha-keren. She'kavanoso le'hazik. Now this is a very, very interesting Gemara. Strange Gemara. Difficult Gemara. Let's see what Rashi says. I'm going to try to be Megala Soides HaToyer, Rabbi Yisai. Is Hashem in the schus of Chanukah. Lo roi ha-keren she'en ano le'ezekoi, says Rashi. Ba'al korchach hochi mefarish. This has to be the pshat. Lo roi ha-keren she'en ano le'ezekoi, k'roi ha-shein. K'loimar. Dikos of Rachman ha-keren. The chayiv will ask Yeshen minay the keren ain ano lezekoi shen yesh ano lezekoi. Says Rashi that if it would say keren that it's chayiv, I wouldn't learn out shen because shen is ain ano because keren is ain ano lezekoi. So ain ano lezekoi is a reason to be more chayiv. Rashi is saying ain ano lezekoi is a reason to be more chayiv. Rashi is saying karoya shen shen yesh ano lezekoi. So shen is less of a reason to be chayiv. Really? Really? Does that make any sense to you? Because Karen is Ein Hanu Alazekai, that's why it's Chayiv. What?
She also has a problem.
Seems like who else has a problem? Why?
Just about karka, the light man.
Oh, so maybe you can deny it in Rashi. Rashi learns that the Havamina is not even such a good Havamina. Because Rashi says, I don't know what they say with it, but what is Bal Korcha? You're going to twist your arm, and this is what's going to have to be pshat. Why do you want to twist your arm? Rashi's going to be saying that this pshat is like, this is weak. And there are Havaminas in Gemaras that are very, very weak. Rashi seems to be saying, this Havamina is bad news. Don't even try to understand it. I have no choice but to explain it this way. And that's why at the end Rashi says, take a look, there's another diik. Rashi says, what's kiloi? Every time Rashi says kiloi, Rashi's saying, I'm coming to say what would appear would not be pshat. Because this doesn't, pshat doesn't make sense, says Rashi. It doesn't make sense. Kiloi mar. Because of Rahman, Karen the Chayiv, was a shame the Karen. And it's seen the second Rashi also. I'll show you.
Rashi saying Baal Karcha means don't. So maybe you'll try to say that really what the Gemara means is that you can't learn out Karen from Shane because Shane is Hanal Azeka. But he's saying that you can't say that. Baal Karcha Hakim Mefarish because this is how the Gemara reads.
Why?
Because the Gemara says Loria Karen Shane, not Loria Shane.
Yes, so that's not Baal Korcha. That's just the way, that's the clone. Rashi's going to say that later on. What you're bavoning, Rashi says later on. I'll show you. You're right. Rashi performs that later on. So over here, Rashi's obviously saying something else. Rashi says, "V'lo yira Hashem shein on all hazeh, because of Achmona shein lasa kerminei." And then Rashi segues right in. "Ulo hachi porach v'lav kavachomer." Rashi doesn't even give you a second to breathe. And that's why we ask v'lav kavachomer, because this is insanity, this Havamina. Insanity. It doesn't make any sense. That's why the Gemara jumps on you. It's not like, ooh, that's interesting. Wait, but I have a kasha. No, it doesn't go like that. It's like, once the words get out of your mouth, boom, the Gemara pounces. The Gemara asks a question. That's adirabba. That's the way Rashi seems to learn. And then Rashi discusses grammatically what Yaakov Avadya wanted to do. Maybe we should switch it around, say it means the other way around. It says you can't do that. But it seems to me from Rashi is learning. I have three diukim in Rashi. Then Rashi never really had a substantial Havamina. The Havamina has no substance. Number one, Baal Korcha Chochi Mefarish. Number two, Kalaymar. And third one, Rashi says, Ula Hachi Parach. Like right away the Gemara pounces. That's Rashi. Okay. But Tosfos seems to come up with a Havamina. Nishtvi Rashi. It seems to me, Lefianias Daiti, Amachloikes, here Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos gives us a Havamina. Let's see Tosfos inside. Loi roya keren sheyesh anola zeka. Says Tosfos, Upshia, posha, shahayoloi lishma shayroi. By Karen, there's a bigger Pshia. He should have watched the shor. Shebekal hayoyachol eshaimra. It would have been easier to watch it. It's not so hard to watch for Karen. She'ein duchuka lahazik even she'ena no lezeika. It's not pushing so hard to be mazik because it doesn't have any enough from it. Avol she'ein she'yesha no lezeika. Havikein oines shlohayachol eshaimra kol kach. It couldn't have watched it so much. Even she'ein duchuk lechol lanosai. That's the svara. Tosfos says there's a svara here that it's almost like I'm an oinus. Why am I almost like an oinus? Because what can I do? The animal is hanola zeka by Shane. You can't blame me for that. How do you blame me for that? The animal's like, it's like crazed because of the hana. Veloira Shane, and you can flip it the other way around. Shane kavanosoi lahazik, vein yitzotokfa, vakal yachol ashoimer kiroi. I'm sorry, Gishkal Shomer, Kiroya Karen, Kavanas Lahazik, Vyitzatok, Ven Yochel Shomer, Kokach Yofe. So Tosfos over here is giving us Svaras. What are the Svaras? If it's Anola Zekoi, so then it's less of a reason to be Chayiv, because they're almost like I'm an Oinus. What am I supposed to do? The animal's practically uncontrollable. And if it's Kavanas Lahazik, Lachor, the same thing, I'm almost like an Oinus. Why? Because the animal's practically uncontrollable. So Tosfos is saying svaras, where Rashi did not say svaras. So we have seemed to have a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So first we have to mivar Tosfos, what Tosfos is saying, and then I'd like to say a beer in the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. You ready? The Birkas Avraham, Rav Avraham Erlinger Shlita, asks a question. He says, I don't get it. Which one's harder to watch, Shein or Regel? Like, make up your mind. One of them's got to be harder than the other. So he's saying, on the one hand, maybe you only write this one, you'll be chayv. Which one's harder? Tell me which one's harder to watch, Shein or Regel. Which one is more difficult? He doesn't understand what Tosis is like playing in both directions. Says the Birkas Avraham, maybe the pshat is as follows. What Tosis means to say is like this. An animal wants to eat. That's a constant urge that the animal has. It's constantly running off to eat. It's impossible for me to be constantly watching my animal with my eyes on it all the time. There's food here, there's food there, there's food everywhere. The animal, it's too difficult for me to watch the animal. It's got these urges, these constant urges. They're small urges, but they're regular. In other words, Shane has more kamos. More kamos means it's more common that it should happen. But Karen, it doesn't happen that often that the animal gets angry. But when the animal gets angry, boy, does it get angry. Karen, it's more difficult. Every once in a while, it's more difficult to watch it. In the Eichus, it's more difficult. So each one has a different element of Chomer, of Koishi involved. So it's not the same. It's not just, if I were to look at this way, this one's harder. Look at it that way, that one's harder. Each one has a different element of difficulty.
Quality versus
quantity. Shane, it's more quantity, it's difficult. I can't keep my eyes on my animal 24/7, it's too difficult. It constantly has urges. It's almost like I'm an oinus. As opposed to Karen, Karen's very rare, but when it happens, boy, does it happen. And if you look in Tosfos, Dach Sochmir, it's very meduyik in Tosfos.
More like in the watching.
No, they're both in the watching. They're both in the watching. That's important.
So what's
both in the watching. One, it's more difficult because I can't watch it 24 hours, 24/7. The other one's more difficult because when it gets angry, it's like
it sounds like it's more like in the Misa.
No, it's saying still in the watching.
So, why is that more?
Because it keeps on saying, because Tosfos keeps on stressing the Shomra.
I know, I understand that, but.
So it's all about the Shmira.
It sounds like it's harder to watch in while it's doing it. That's
right, it's hard to watch.
But that's more of a fact.
Tosfos is constantly focusing on the watching. That's important. You have to see what Tosfos says. I hear what you're saying. You could have said like you. Tosfos said not like that. Tosfos says, Shomer. I'll show you the Lashonis of Tosfos. This is in the fourth line of Tosfos says, Kimin Shein Arles, third line, sorry. Bekal HaYoyochel L'Shomra. Shein Duchuk L'Hazik, Ben Arlesik, Ava Shein, Shesh Arlesik, Ava Kein Oynes, Shlo HaYoyochel L'Shomra Kol Kach. Shlo HaYoyochel L'Shomra Kol Kach. In the bottom, also the bottom line of Tosfos. What's the difference between any ochel shomer kol kach, any ochel shomer kol kach yofe? What's the difference?
No, it's pretty.
It doesn't mean pretty here. It means well. It means well. So, Baruch Hashem, this is what I was thinking. And Rabbi Yitzchok Wagner, also our very special guest, was also mechaven to the same idea. Kol kach yofe means I can't do as good of a job. I can't watch it so much. Well, I'm supposed to constantly be watching. Shane, I have to watch. I can't always be watching it. So for Shane, it's about how much I'm watching it. For Karen, it's about how well I'm watching it. Kokach Yofe, you did a good job. Yofe is Tov, you did a good job. I can't do such a good job. I have to watch it. Kokach Yofe is by Karen. It's very meduyik in Tosfos. It's like the Birkas Avraham.
Where do you see that there's a time difference that one happens more than the other? Tosfos
just
sounds like there's a difference in Shmira. It's more difficult.
Yeah. So that's where we see it.
That
we
one happens
you
more
see it in the Deik. You see it in your head, in your Metzius, in your brain, and you see it in the Deik of Yafa. That's it. Doesn't say more than that. But Lamaisa Shane is something that happens all the time, right? You're right. I don't know if Tosfos doesn't say that. It's only the Deik is only in Yafa. Because I'm from Yofa, logic. That's
what
it. It's Kain Oinus. We're going to say Oinus. We're going to get back to that. So we'll get back to that, okay? Okay. This is the Svaras of Tosfos. Rashi doesn't say any Svaras. Rashi seems to not hold to these Svaras. Rashi seems to say, Balkorcha Chochem Mefarash. He rejects these Svaras. What's the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos? So, if you look in the Sefer HaMafteach, the Sefer HaMafteach was written officially by Reb Shabsi Frankel, but I don't believe he wrote it. It was probably written by a bunch of people. He more financed it, or he was the one who was the brains behind it. And they bring over here this interesting thing. It's a beautiful sefer. It's a sefer that basically, it's if you ever want to know if anyone speaks about anything, it's pretty much over there. Almost anyone. So it brings over there in the sefer on this Tosfos, right on top. We have, we gave it on the Maamar Koimus. He says the following thing. If the mechayev, when my animal does damages, is the fact that I would, what didn't do my shmira, it was pshia. Given shezek kasher yoyser loy mischayev. Aval lemachir mitzad memoynoi shashmir patrasoi mishum oynes minole daktas kasher lishmor oysoy oynes the potter. He says, look. We have a chakira. What's mechayev? Animal damages. Why mechayev? We said two pshatim. Either because pshia and shmira, or because mamon amazik. If it's pshia and shmira, says the sefer amafteach, then I understand. I'm like oines. I'm ktsas oines. I'm loshani that says is. Kivin shezek kosher yoyser loy mechayev. Mitzad the shmira. Tosfos' focus is constantly on Shmira. If you're handling the Shmira, so I understand. But if you're handling the Momoin Amazik, Avol Emachir Mitzad Memoinoi, Minolish Akhtas Koshalish Moisola, Inus the Potter, Mechatesi. In other words, we could actually understand the Machloikas here between Rashi and Tosfos is going to be Tali and Archakira. Tosfos is going to hold Pshi and the Shmira. And Rashi's going to hold Mamon HaMazik, and everything is great. Rashi doesn't have a Avamina, because the Mamon HaMazik may Chatesi. So he says, Amanik, there's also Pshi and the Shmira. Who does he attribute this to? Ayelas HaShachar is Rabaron Leib Shtaymin. Daf Beis Amed Alef, Tiber HaMaschul, Ubedaf Gimel. Rabbi said, I checked Rabaron Leib Shtaymin over and over and over again. I can't find it. I can't find it. It's not, I'm pretty sure it's not there. I checked, Tufshin Lamed Zion is the year of that printing. I checked that printing. It's not in that, maybe it's a different printing and they made a mistake. I don't know what their mistake is. There's some mistake going on over here because I looked over and over and over. It's a long hollow. So it was not during hollow. But I looked it over and over and over again. It's not there. It's not there. So I'm not sure why they think, where it is. If you could find it, Adiraba, Vakasha, you do me a favor because I'm troubled by this pshat. And I don't see that, I didn't find it inside. Ayelas HaShachar is Rabbi Aaron Yehuda Leib Steinman. Rabbi say it's a big problem. It's a big problem. Oh, it's hafuch from what we said. It's the opposite of what we said. Rav Nochum Pertzovitz said, Rashi holds Pshin and Shmira, and Tosfos holds Mamon HaMazik. And we're doing, what's going on? It's the opposite. So Rabbi say, Mitzvah Yashiv. And now we're going to try to explain Pshat. Ich will sagen, Pum Farket! This is a riot to Rav Nochim! A riot to Rav Nochim! It's a riot to Rav Nochim! And I'll show you how. Ich verstehe nicht. It's really Snyder's question. He's an oinus. He's really. Why? It's a little bit hard to watch? Grow up! What type of wimp are you? What do you mean it's a little hard to watch? So do a better job. Whatever. If the mechayev is pshi in the shmira, doesn't it say he's an oynus? Does Tosfos say oynus? Tosfos says kein oynus. Vos meintas bichlal kein oynus. What does that mean? You have a chiyuv shmira. Did you do the job? Yes or no? Yes or no? No. So are you oynus? Yes or no? No. So you're chayev. What does that mean? Kein oynus. What in the world does that mean? Well, it's like an oinus. What does it mean? Like almost an oinus? That doesn't help me. Oinus rachmana patre. Anything less than oinus is chayiv. What does Tosfos mean? Ke'ein oinus. Could you tell me? Doesn't make any sense. If you hold pshi in the shmira, it makes no sense. Adrabo. Pum fakert. Tosfos says the machayiv is momen amazik. Nervous in order to machayiv momen amazik. We have to attribute it to you. We have to give you a way out. Your way out is if you do Shmira. Over here where it's hard to do Shmira, maybe we're not Mechayiv you from your mom and a Mazik. The Mechayiv is anyway not me. I'm not a Mazik. Elamai, when my behemoth is Mazik, I'll make you pay. Your behemoth is Mazik. The behemoth is the Mazik you have to pay. But if I'm anyway hard for me to do the Shmira, Mechatesi, I'm Chayiv from my behemoth being Mazik. If the mechayev is mamon amazik, I'm a mazik. I cannot be potter unless I'm an oynes. If I'm not an oynes, I'm not potter. How can I be potter? I'm a mazik. If you call me an oynes, male, but Torah doesn't say oynes. It's kein oynes. Vosidos kein oynes. Kein oynes is the pshat. I'm anyway not the mazik. The behemoth is the mazik. Elamai, you want me to clean up my behemoth's mess? If I'm kein oynes, I don't have to clean up the mess. Because I'm not the mazik. That was the Havamina. The Havamina was, in a chanami, mitzad the mazik. Anyway, I'm not the mazik. The behemoth is the mazik. If the behemoth is the mazik, so then the Gemara is saying, so, but at kamas, we want to be miyachas it to you. We want to attribute it to you. If you're kein oynes, then we're not going to make you pay for it. Too bad. I mean, the animal is mazik. I'm sorry. I apologize. You know, why should I pay for it? I didn't do it. And my Torah is it makes me pay. Not if I'm kein oynes. That's the Gemara's Havamina. A beautiful Havamina, says Tosfos, which Rashi doesn't understand. Because Rashi holds the mechayev is pshi in the shmira. Pshi in the shmira. If you're pshi in the shmira, chayev, I'm sorry. You know, it's kein oynes. If you're oynes, we'll pater you. We're not oynes, we're not patering you. We don't pater someone who's not an oynes. What? Sure you are. Because only kein oynes. No. There's nothing between oynes and pshia. It's a very thin line. Once it's not an oynes, you're a pshia. What else is he? He's a little pshia. Okay, you're a little pshia. Little pshia also has to pay. Why not? When do we ever find someone putter because he's kein oynes? What's that p'tur? You have a chiyuv shmira. Did you do your job? Yes or no? No. Chayiv mazik. I never heard of such a thing in my life.
Why can't you say that same story by mazik?
Well.
I either damaged it or
because I never damaged it in the first place. I wasn't the mazik. The behemoth is the mazik. I'm not the mazik. So the Torah is just saying, even though your behemoth is the mazik, we're going to make you pay. Why? That's what the Torah says. You could, and if you do the shmira, so then the Torah patters you. Kilo Torah takes it away. Over yours, the Torah says, look, we're not mechayev you on a behemoth. That's impossible. That's very hard for you to watch. Not impossible. Very hard for you to watch. No, it's not your fault.
So Pshat Oynes by Mami of Mazik.
Twice?
By Mazik is that I'm no longer connected to that.
Correct. Exactly. Very well said.
Is enough to give you a patur from Mami of Mazik?
Because it's not enough to give you a patur. Because you're not the Etzem Chayiv. Because you're not a Mazik. It's like you're an Orev. It's almost like you're an Orev on the Behemoth. So I'm only an Arev when it's, you know, when the Torah says, listen, you take care of him. I say, okay, I'll try, but it's hard. Okay, no big deal. You're only an Arev anyway. But if you're the Mazik, what does it mean you're hard? Too bad it's hard. What does it mean? Torah's making you an Arev on a Hezik. So then you can hear a Svara that the Torah is saying, okay, I'm only Arev on a Hezik when it's easy, when it's Kein Oynes, I'm not the Arev. I'm anyway not the Mazik. When you're the Mazik, what type of excuse is that? It's hard. Too bad it's hard. You're a Mazik. Bechayai, I never heard of such a p'tur of it's difficult. Unless it's oynes. Oynes is a p'tur. Oynes rachmana patre. Then you're putter on your hezek. You did hezek. Why are you putter? Therefore, Rashi doesn't have such a halamim because Rashi holds p'shin neshmir. It's the haflo v'fel, rabbi. It's pilei ployim. But what's the Gemara according to Tosfos? The Gemara v'lav kal v'chomeri. What happened to the Gemara? Look in the Merikatz, the Shita Mekubetzes, and the Gemara pulls a switcheroo on us. Take a look. Merikatz, Merikoyen Tzedek, Pirish. Dila Pirish Risha Pirish Lo Roya Karen She'enan Ola Zeka Pshir Gedoy La Pasha Kukasa V'Tosfos Hachi Parach. What's the Gemara's question? V'lav kal v'chomeru. Now according to Tosfos, we had such a good havamina. I mean, what's the Gemara's kasha? Pirish. Dehay dekom v'lav kal v'chomer. The Gemara says you can't start hakami svaras in the bailim. You have to hakami svaras in the behemoth. The svar has to be in the behemoth itself. Klape the behemoth, which is more of a mazik. Kavanos lahazik or not kavanos lahazik. Avada kavanos lahazik is more of a mazik in the behemoth. So the Gemara is falling off we try to say, oh, if you want to look at the yachas of the Bailam to the Behemah, then this is a more of a svar. Kal v'chomer adarabba, or beklapir the Behemah is more of a mazik if it's a kavanos al hazik. So the Gemara went back to what we understood, according to Tosfos, is the Mechayiv. What's the Mechayiv? Mamoina mazik, the Behemah. So down the Behemah, which is more of a mazik. Then the etzem zach says the Gemara's maskan is. Don't down that nakuda. We're looking at klape the yachas of the bialim, or maybe it's a svar like this. Okay, but that's not the source of the chiyuv. What's the source of the chiyuv according to Tosfos? Momen amazik. So klape momen amazik is a kal v'chomer. That's what the Gemara's maskan is. So Rabbi say it's haflo v'fele. It's beautiful. The Gemara you just have to scratch beneath the surface. Right? If you look on the surface, the Gemara looks like the other direction. But Acher Ktas, Ian, I think that the Gemara is very meduic, Rashi and Tosfos Lishitasa. So what does the Gemara say? It says the Gemara, Salka Daita Chamina Mide Dehave Eved Ve'oma. Now the Gemara gets into a whole sugya. It's a fascinating sugya of Eved Ve'oma. Again, we're going to have a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos here. We're going to have to see the Bira Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. We'll continue with that, Beis Hashem, hopefully Tuesday. Tuli is hopefully going to be saying a chabur tomorrow. Dvarim Shabbat Chassav.